In the beginning, there was an endless ocean whose content neither consisted of any form of creation, nor could it be explained by an absence of creation either, but rather could be described as a sea of unstable energy. If one had to describe the nature of this energy, then the best word to define the characteristics of this energy would be the word potential, since this mysterious energy is rather quite unusual, since it is neither a positive nor a negative, neither creation nor nothingness, neither good or evil. It is a substance that has no definable features, but cannot be described as a void either. And although this lack of defined features is quite fascinating in its own right, its most intriguing attribute is its ability to transmute into any form that it desires. It is because of these two features, one being the energy's lack of identifiable traits, and secondarily, its ability to transmute to another form, that the word potential best describes the nature of the energy itself. For it is like a lump of clay, capable of being molded into many shapes and forms, or to be simply discarded away. No matter the end result for a lump of clay, we understand that within this lump of clay lies the potential for it to potentially be a work of art. This energy is the raw substance of creation itself, from which all is made, from the cosmos to reality, and even potentially the gods themselves. It is, as far as I can perceive, the origin point of everything, where it all began, and where ultimately everything must eventually return to. It is limbo, a realm that is neither heaven nor hell, neither salvation nor damnation, but rather a blank canvas ready to be reduced to ashes or to have a masterpiece be painted on its surface. Such things are only possible thanks to the unstable nature of the energy itself. After all, the energy is raw potential, and it wishes to transmute into something else. Whether that is to be a positive force or a negative force does not matter to the energy itself, since it is pure potential and it wishes to convert that potential in some form. I do not know whether the sea had a beginning, if it had always existed, or if it came before or after the gods. It does not shame me to admit that such things still lie beyond my current ability to perceive such things, or to even comprehend such a process. What I have perceived and understood is that the realm of limbo is not a becalmed sea, but rather a violent, turbulent one instead, where there is constant motion occurring and that our bubble of reality is caught within a chaotic vortex. The forces that birth this unruly vortex were generated by the six gods, each representing an ideal form which is unique from the other gods. The birth of this vortex occurred when the gods began to project their will upon the sea of potential, causing the energy within to take shape and begin to form multiple bubbles of reality. Each reality would be molded based on the exposure from the forces that were generated by the gods clashing against one another, as each god attempted to push and pull at the energy in order to shape it into their own ideal image. This constant push and pull struggle between the gods would set the sea of potential into motion, causing it to spiral and pulse, creating a cycle where bubbles of reality and the ever-changing energy within would spiral upwards towards greater creativity, only to be eventually dragged back downwards towards destruction, where the material would be reduced back to pure energy once again and then ejected from the spiral, only for the new energy to be drawn back in and embark upon the cycle once again. Once the new energy has entered the flow, it will transmute into a new form depending on the forces that it is exposed to, forming the material as the energy attempts to imitate the ideal.